Be vegan. Repentant. Save your soul.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nos programmes offrent plusieurs langues. Veuillez visiter suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nuestros programas ofrecen varios idiomas. Visiten suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Τα προγράμματά μας προσφέρονται σε πολλές γλώσσες. Παρακαλούμε δείτε suprememastertv.com/schedule.
I just want to beg everybody in the world, please protect the animals. Please love them. Please do not hurt them in any way because they are angels in disguise.
Please keep watching to find out more.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Today's episode will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic, Oloxese, also known as Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Czech, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Russian, Spanish, Telugu, and Thai. Guten Tag means good day in German, the official language of Liechtenstein. My name is Marlon. The caring people of Liechtenstein thank you for being vegan and promoting this lifestyle, thus helping our dream of a peaceful world be soon achieved. The Principality of Liechtenstein, one of the smallest countries in the world, is located in the Central Alps between Austria and Switzerland. With just over 38,000 inhabitants, Liechtenstein is a constitutional monarchy ruled by His Serene Highness Prince Hans Adam II. This peaceful nation prefers neutrality and has not had an army since 1868. Liechtenstein's terrain ranges from rugged mountains to forests, foothills, and a wide plain that borders the Great Rhine River. Despite its small size, Liechtenstein is home to a large, wide variety of plants and wildlife, hundreds of which are native. The Principality has also taken special care to preserve wetland areas where the balance of life is more delicate. Liechtenstein also makes good green use of its abundant sunshine and has received the top award from Europe's Solar Superstate Prize for its solar energy implementation. Historical landmarks in Liechtenstein include fairy tale castles such as Vaduz, a symbol of the capital city. Originally built in the 12th century, Vaduz Castle is now home to the royal family. Other landmarks of Liechtenstein include historic sites and museums such as the Treasure Chamber, containing both art exhibits and dazzling displays of royal gifts and crown jewels. It was a blessing to share a glance of prosperous Liechtenstein with you, kind viewers. We pray that your search for God's wisdom and the truth will soon be fulfilled. For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has illuminated our world with her divine teachings. A fully enlightened master, she imparts the Kuan Yin method of meditation to those desiring to immediately discover the God nature within, to achieve in one lifetime eternal liberation from the cycle of transmigration. The Kuan Yin method has been practiced by all enlightened masters, such as the worshipped, world-honored one Shakyamuni Buddha, the worshipped Son of God, Jesus Christ, the venerated Master and Philosopher Confucius, the venerated Lord Krishna, the venerated Master and Philosopher Lao Tzu, the venerated Lord Mahavira, the beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji, and many more. Supreme Master Qinghai emphasizes that if we always remember God, render selfless service to others, and follow the laws of the universe, we will reach our highest potential as humans and truly understand our purpose on Earth. An extraordinary living example of compassion. She lovingly and regularly sends material and financial assistance to refugees, the homeless, natural disaster victims, and others needing relief. Supreme Master Qinghai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. Supreme Master Qinghai receives love and recognition from various organizations, media, governments, individuals, and many awards, such as the 2006 Guzi Peace Prize, considered the Nobel Peace Prize of the East, and the World Spiritual Leadership Award in 1994, the Mahavir Award in 2008, February 22nd and October 25th, both proclaimed as the Supreme Master Qinghai Day, an honorary citizen of the United States, etc., and has been honored throughout the years with numerous other awards and accolades for her outstanding philanthropic and humanitarian deeds. Etc. We apologize for not being able to show many other awards and honors for lack of space and time. Supreme Master Qinghai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. A true voice for our beautiful animal friends, Supreme Master Qinghai promotes the peaceful, loving, plant-based diet and envisions, with humanity's awakening to the sacredness of all life, a tranquil and glorious all-vegan world where animals and people live in respectful harmony. Her initiatives included alternative living flyer distribution, the International Vegan Restaurants Loving Hut, vegan food companies, vegan fur products, Supreme Master Television, as well as writing and speaking to influential government and media leaders, participating in televised conferences on climate change, etc. Whether we are aware of it or not, her efforts have had an enormous influence on global awareness of the animal-friendly lifestyle and how this benevolent way can bring lasting peace among nations, while saving our planet from climate change and disasters. Supreme Master Qinghai has traveled worldwide and held discourses with the public and her disciples on a variety of spiritual topics. In another conference on Friday, March 26, 2021, our most beloved Supreme Master Qinghai spent precious time to share her love and wisdom, answering some questions that members had on various topics. Today we are blessed to present the insightful conference entitled The Phoenix Part 1 of 13 on Between Master and Disciples, given in English on March 26, 2021.
Hello, Master.
Hi, Master.
Hello. All good, yes?
Yes, Master.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I'm sweating. Too much work. You guys okay, huh?
Yes, Master.
You guys are always ready, easy. You know, just put the mask on and the hat on, you're done. I have to do everything else. That's why it takes so long. Freedom has a price. You have to do everything yourself.
Yes, Master. Yes, Master.
Are you all right, yes?
Yes,
anyway,
Master.
At least, huh? You are good, huh? You have nothing to worry about, huh?
No, Master.
Every day you just go to your office and do whatever you can.
Yes, Master.
Yes, Master.
I'm all alone. I don't work with anyone. No one around me except, you know, squirrels and birds who are so extremely kind, extremely, extremely kind and protective. They always came, even midnight, came and warned me of something.
Wow.
So I just want to beg everybody in the world, please protect the animals. Please love them. Please do not hurt them in any way, because they are angels in disguise.
Yes, Master.
They do anything for you. They do anything for you. Even so tiny little spider like this risks his life to come next to the door, knowing that I could always close it and he might be squashed. But he's so tiny, he has to come right there so that I can see him. Then he can convey the message to me.
Wow.
I'm touched to tears every day with their care and loving kindness, which we hardly see in the human world. I'm sorry to say, okay?
Yes, Master.
Not only we don't treat animals well, but we also don't treat each other well. And that's why our world is in trouble as it is right now.
Yes, Master.
Despite all the curfew or the lockdown or the vaccine or the rules, in many places the infection is still spiking.
Yes.
They cure on this group and then the other group jump up. They put one strain under control, the other 2, 3, 4, 5 strains spring up again.
Yes, Master.
And even double.
Yes.
not bad enough, just one strain, one virus, they're double. In India, they just recently found a double one. Mm-hmm. How are you going to deal with this forever? Besides that, there are many other diseases still in the world, not under control.
Yes.
And we cure one disease, the other one will spring up. If we don't change our way of life, I'm not sure if we could even keep this planet or stay on it. Truly like that. But nobody seems to worry about it because they don't know anything. The less they know, of course, the less they worry. And maybe it is also good, but I'm not sure if this is the way it should end. You don't know people outside, they are so suffering.
Yes, Master.
Especially the infected people, the ones who lost jobs, the ones who don't have money. Even in England, such a powerful country, there are many people who live under poverty.
Yes, Master.
Many children, even in winter, they don't dare to have the heater on all day.
Yes.
Just a very short time. And the children have to wear warm clothes, parkas and all that to do their homework in the cold room. England is cold. It's not like where you are staying.
Yes, Master.
People are suffering. Animals are suffering everywhere. So do have some feelings, okay?
Yes, Master.
And do be grateful every day.
Yes, Master.
I am very grateful all the time. For everything, and even for nothing, that I'm still here and I can do some work to help others.
Yes, Master.
Yeah, thank you, Master.
Thank you, Master.
I heard you have some questions, right?
Yes, Master.
You want to have questions first, or you want a bedtime story first?
Question first, Master.
Okay, ask me.
Master, in recent news, it's reported that the Vatican is reaffirming its stance against gay marriage. Stating God cannot bless sin. It has ruled out any possibility of same-sex couples having a Christian blessing on their marriage. Master, would you be able to share your opinion on this? Is it really true that this is a sin and that God cannot bless such a marriage?
Human stuff again. According to Leviticus, a man should not do anything in the loving kind of having physical relationship with another man as if he does it with a woman. It's one of those sins that God has conveyed to the people at that time. But aren't we all sinners, huh?
Yes, Master.
Even if we didn't sin today, maybe we sinned yesterday.
Yes.
Even if we did not sin in the flesh, we sin in the thought.
Yes, Master.
So we all have to pray for forgiveness. Yes. Actually, when Adam and Eve, our foreparents, ate the apple, the sin had already begun.
Yes, Master.
That's why God asked them to leave Eden. Eating an apple, you lost your paradise. So, what to talk about any other thing?
Yeah.
In the Kristigaba Sutra of Buddhism, it's also stated that he observed the beings on this planet. Anything they think, anything they do, any little movement, any little thought, it's all sinful. So we are confirmed now that we are sin. We are sinners. But what to do? I think God is all forgiving as long as we repent and be humble in our heart. A marriage between two beings is not just about physical pleasure or sexual. I normally am shy to talk about that word, but I'm old enough now. I guess I should not be so shy anymore. A marriage is not just about sexual stuff. Yes, it's about companionship. It's about friendship. It's about support for each other in time of happiness as well as sorrow. in this sense, the people of the same sex, saying lesbian or gay people, they can get married. And the thing is, it's the hormones that rage inside them that sometimes cause them to have more intimate physical relationships. Huh? Yes. But after a long while, after long years, they just kind of taper off. After a while, like many married couples, they grow old until 90 plus, 100 years, they are not having any physical intimacy anymore. Yes? But they still love each other so much, like the best friends in the world. And that's what marriage should be.
Yes, Master.
Yes. So it's about love, okay? Right. So you can bless love and do not think about these physical things that men and women, gay, lesbian, bisexual, trans alike, are forced into due to the hormones raging in their bodies.
Yes, Master.
Then anyone can bless any marriage, because a marriage is like a sacred promise from one human being to another, so that they will be forever together under any circumstances. It's about loyalty. It's about deep, genuine friendship and companionship in this lonely planet. Even though we have more than 7 billion humans now.
Yes.
Yeah, but we are lonely as a human. So I think if it was up to me, I would bless them because they love each other. Yes. And love is important. Anything else is a secondary side effect. Yes. Just like you take medicine because you need it. Otherwise, you would die or you would be languishing daily with this disease. So you take it with the side effect. So about the blessing is to make the couple happy, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And feeling assured that their marriage, their loyalty to each other, their love and commitment to each other are shared with someone else and witnessed and recognized and being happy with them.
Yes.
Yeah, that's why in marriage people throw big party and everything.
Yes.
So that they can share the happiness with other people.
Yes.
So if I were a priest, I would bless them and use this occasion to preach to them about moral obligation, about abstinence from physical indulgence as much as possible, about charity, about enlightenment, about God's blessing, about prayers and humility, etc., etc. It would be useful for them. And whatever sinner, I would take it. I'm a sinner anyway. I don't feel I'm better than anyone else. Just as Jesus said, who among you who has never sinned, then you can throw the stone.
Right.
On that woman who is supposed to be condemned as a sinner.
Yeah. Yes.
And nobody throw any stones. Okay?
Yes, Master.
Maybe God said that. You should not do this, you should not do that. But we did everything already and we are still doing it. So what's a little bit more with the gay couple or lesbian couple? Let them be happy. Wish them well.
Yes, Master.
Don't you think so?
Yes, Master.
Yes, and one more happy couple, the world is a happier place.
Yes,
huh?
Yes, Master.
At least this is what we can do. We cannot do anything to make them happy because it's their life, but we can wish them well.
Yes, Master.
And we can say, we bless you. And God, even if he doesn't agree to that, and that's God's business. Don't you think so?
Yes, Master.
I bless you in the name of God. But if God doesn't want to give that blessing, that's his business. I am a human with you here on this lonely sojourn. And so much trouble, so much temptation, and so much, you know, weakness and pollution into the human mind, body, and spirit. So at least I, as a human, you know, I will bless you. I bless all of you, sinners or not. Whoever thinks they are not sinners, they should think twice. Aren't we not here for sinners? Huh?
Yes, Master. Yes, Master.
We are not here only for the virtuous. If the whole world are virtuous people, we don't need any church. We don't need any temple. We don't need any monks. We don't need any nuns. We don't need any nothing. We don't need any blessings.
Yes, Master.
That's why Krisigaba Bodhisattva, the saint, he went to hell.
Yeah,
yes, to stay with the sinners, yes, and help them whatever he can.
Yes.
Because heavens don't need us, do they?
No. No.
Esteemed viewers, we appreciate your company for today's episode entitled The Phoenix Part 1 of 13 on Between Master and Disciples. Coming up next is Humanity's Leap to the Golden Era, Washington DC Climate Change Conference Part 6 of 17 on Words of Wisdom right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more positive programming. May your days be blessed with clear blue skies and warm summer breezes.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule and suprememastertv.com/BMD.
Be a hero. Be vegan. Save the world.